In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the questions that the early church wrestled with was the question, why was Jesus baptized? Why was the sinless Son of God baptized with the baptism that was reserved for sinners? Why was he, the one faithful Israelite, expected by God to undergo the baptism that was to prepare the way of the Lord, to make ready for the Lord a people of God, a people of God waiting redemption? It was a question that John the Baptizer himself asked. I need to be baptized by you, he said to Jesus. And do you come to me? Why is that? Well, Jesus said to John, let it be so now, for in this way we shall fulfill all righteousness. It is fitting, it is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness, to fulfill all the things that God demands. And that is what our Lord Jesus Christ came to do. He came to fulfill the law down to the slightest, most minuscule point on behalf of us sinners. Think about the incarnation of our Lord, which we celebrated just a few weeks ago. God becomes man in Christ. God the Son becomes human to identify himself with us sinners in need of salvation. And thus it is with Jesus' circumcision too. He underwent this initiatory ritual reserved for Jewish males. And as a Jew who was circumcised, he was obligated, he was bound to keep the fullness of God's law. He identified himself with the Jewish people in his circumcision. He also first shed the holy blood which would wash away the sins of all the world. And thus, in his baptism, Jesus once again identifies himself with us sinners. He who does not need to be baptized because he is like us in all things, yet without sin, consents to be baptized according to his Father's will, to identify himself with us sinners who need baptism. Jesus was to later instruct his disciples, go into all the world, proclaiming the gospel, teaching people to observe all things that I have commanded, and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus plays by the rules. He does not command anything of us that he himself is not willing to undergo and fulfill. So in his baptism, Jesus identifies himself with you and with me, sinners that we are. In his baptism, Jesus says to you and to me, I am your brother, I am your sister, I am your defender and protector against the accusing law of God. I will take upon myself the sins of all the world. I will take upon myself all of your sins and will carry them away from you. And as God my Father says of me, behold, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. In your baptism and the grace of God extended to you in baptism, in the faith created through the word and the water of baptism, the faith sustained by the proclamation of the word and the reception of Christ's body and blood in the sacrament of the altar, you can acknowledge that yes, God is your dear Father in heaven, and you are his true child. For thus, in your baptism, the triune God placed his name of ownership upon you, the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He adopted you into his family for Jesus' sake, and he looks upon you with blessing and with love and with grace and with mercy. Jesus was baptized as part of his saving work on your behalf, on behalf of a sinful world. He went into the waters of the Jordan to make all baptismal water a holy water. He who is the Word made flesh was united with that water. So in the Word of God united to the water of baptism, it is no longer just mere water, but it is a saving water, a water that cleanses of sin for Jesus' sake. Baptism now saves you, Peter writes. It saves you by giving you a clear conscience before God. It is a miracle, this baptism, just as it is a miracle that God becomes a human being, conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of a virgin. It is a miracle that Christ gives us his body and blood in the sacrament of the altar to eat and drink for the forgiveness of our sins. It is the miracle that God, the holy and righteous God, he who hates sin, actually looks with compassion upon us sinners in need of his mercy and grace. The entirety of the Christian life is a miracle that we who were dead in trespass and sins should be given new life in Christ and should walk before God confident of his love and his mercy and his kindness. You do not earn his mercy and his love and his kindness. I do not either. As Luther reminds us, we daily sin much and surely deserve nothing but punishment. And yet God has given his Son, not merely to die for our past sins or our sins of the present, but for future sins. Trusting in Christ, you can go to your death knowing that God has declared you to be all righteous for Jesus' sake. He has bestowed his perfect righteousness upon you to cover all of your sin. So, when God looks upon you, he does not do so with a list in hand saying, well, Randy did this last week. I don't know about him. Kathy did this last. We have several Kathys here this morning. I really should not admit her into my kingdom. And that Abernethy up there in the appointment, still suffering from the flu. That Abernethy up there in the pulpit, I shouldn't forgive him. After all, he's a man of the cloth, and look what he has done. Look what he has thought. Look what he has said. God is serious about your salvation. God is serious about my salvation. And thus he sent his Son in the flesh to fulfill all righteousness for you and for me, he sent his Son in the flesh to carry away the sins of all the world. During our distribution, we will sing the hymn, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. And thus, God calls you his own dear child. When God speaks, he speaks the truth. None can contest the truth of his word. And thus, if God has named you his own dear child, in whom he is well pleased for Jesus' sake, don't argue with God. Don't contest what he has said. Embrace it gladly. Come to the altar saying, yes, I am God's own dear child. I am my Father's own beloved son and daughter for Jesus' sake. And I receive the gifts as a child that Jesus gives me in this sacrament. You have a special status, dear friends, that unbelievers do not have. You are a child of God, born of the heavenly, imperishable Word, born from above, born again. And that gives you a special rank in this world. You have all heard the story of the children who get in a discussion about their father's various jobs. Well, my father is an airplane pilot. He pilots people from one side of the country to another. Well, my father is a dentist. He drills the cavities out of people's teeth, and he makes their teeth whole again. He keeps their teeth from rotting from their mouth. Well, my father is a garbage collector. He hauls away people's trash. Now, in the normal order of things, a child would admire the father who is an airplane pilot. But think of your heavenly Father. No, think of his only begotten Son as the garbage collector who takes away the garbage of your sin and hauls it to the cross and leaves it there in the landfill at Golgotha. He has taken away your sin, and you are now clean in God's eyes. You have a Savior who is a garbage collector. You have a Savior who has made your life clean in God's eyes. You have a Savior who prevents the garbage of your sin from overwhelming you and crushing you beneath the weight of it, crushing you beneath the weight of God's wrath that your sin deserves. But you are free. You are spotless. You are holy because of God's declaration in Christ. And again, you are God's own dear child. So gladly say it. Gladly claim it. Every time you make the sign of the cross, you are acknowledging that God has made you his own dear child, that he has redeemed you and adopted you in Christ Jesus. Every time you hear those words in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, you are hearing your family name, the family into which you have been adopted by God's grace in Christ Jesus. Every time you come to the altar, you come to a family reunion, the meal which God provides for his family in every place and time. God's own child, that's who you are. God's own child by adoption for the sake of God's own dear beloved only begotten Son, Son of God by nature. So through his saving work, you can be God's beloved Son and beloved daughter by adoption into his family for Jesus' sake. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.